Hi, Mr. Watley. You needed help? Oh, well, you said it's the last day of school, and you said it that you needed help taking down the classroom displays. Oh, you were kidding? It was like a dare to the students? I mean, I took you seriously. I guess I haven't been at this school before, so I don't maybe I don't know your sense of humor. But anyway, the senior year picnic is over and it's really hot out anyway. And my aunt's supposed to come get me, and of course she's running late, so I figure I'll just come back. And but if you don't need help, I'll just wait in the auditorium to be picked up. It's fine. You do need help. Okay. Well, I'm happy to help you. Do you want me to, where do you want me to start? Take down the Roman Empire displays. Okay, I'll just get on this step stool here. Yeah, I mean, my parents have a lake house up the way. So I'll probably spend a good part of the summer there, and I'm supposed to go to Europe too. You know, typical. Before going to college. Well, you know I'm going to Berkeley. So, you know, it's not far. I don't have to commute or anything like that. I mean, I don't have to travel to go to school. I will be living closer to school. Are you not going to be teaching history next year? Oh, are you going to go back to lower school? Why? I mean, you're a great teacher. Oh, you prefer teaching younger grades? Why is that? That makes sense. Oh, the teenage kids drive you crazy? I can imagine. They drive me crazy too. Yeah, I did notice the girls, we're flirting with you a lot. Oh yeah, I guess so. It's like you must be like an uncle to them since you've taught them all since lower school. I mean, this is my first year here, and you know I'm a mid-year transfer, so I don't really know. Not exactly. I mean, we've always lived in the area, but I. Well, it's kind of a long story, but I moved here. I mean, I transferred here because I kind of got in trouble at my last school. Now I can, you know, I don't mind telling you because you're not really my teacher anymore. Well, it was kind of wild. I got in trouble with boys. I know. I mean, I developed early, so, you know. No, I didn't get in trouble. I mean, I wasn't in trouble in that way. I was just trouble. I got caught in the bathroom with a couple of boys. I'm kind of embarrassed about it. So you probably noticed that I kind of kept to myself this year. I mean, I really just wanted to finish the year without incident. You know, I'd already had early admission to college, so it wasn't like I was worried about academics, but I just didn't want to get written up again. It was kind of it was not fun for my family. Yeah. I guess I kind of look like I'm 22 years old, but well, I'm 18 and a half now. You know what my birthday is. You see my records. But that's too bad that you're not gonna continue this class. I know you were really good at teaching history. At least senior year history. But I don't know, I always felt like maybe you didn't think much of me as a student. Well, you never called on me for one thing. You know, I always sat in front, and well, I've always been that student who would sit in front. But I felt like you, I don't know, like you call on the other kids a lot more. Maybe you just knew them better from having been their teacher for 12 years or 13 years. Oh, I was distracting? Oh, I'm sorry. Why? I mean, I pretty much kept to myself. Really? In my school uniform? I mean, it's not really the sexiest thing in the world, but okay. Do you find yourself attracted to your students often, Mr. Wortley? Oh, yeah, I guess if you've known the other girls since they were 6 years old, that you probably think, you probably are like, they're like family to you, like they're your nieces or something. Right. I can see that. I guess I'm right. That makes sense. Oh. Well, I mean, like I said, I can tell you now because, you know, you're not my teacher anymore, but I had a serious, serious crush on you. I actually found it kind of hard to look at you sometimes, too, in the classroom. So maybe I seemed aloof. I don't know. I was, I guess, as you say, hot for teacher. yeah. Yeah, I started developing pretty early, like when I was 14 or so, I think. Oh, you're an expert, huh? Yes, they are teacups. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I love that. You can get in so much trouble. You know, I won't say anything. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Your mouth is so good. I guess you've never seen me in cutoffs before. I usually wear a uniform, but you know, we had that picnic and it was really hot. Oh, you're so bad. See if you want. Oh yeah, I like shaving. Well, I only shave the back though, because if my mom sees me, if I shave the front and my mom sees it, I'll get in trouble. Yeah? You like looking at the back? That's nasty. You all get to experience that with you one day. Yeah, I can sit on this desk. Oh, yeah, while I'm off. You sure there's nobody here? What about the custodians? Oh, they don't come till later? I guess you would know. What time? Like 4? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's really good. Well, yeah, I'm wild with boys, but they're boys. You're not a boy, are you? Oh, Yeah, now many times I've imagined that. Oh yeah, is that why you didn't call on me? Because I turn you on too much? Oh yeah, you used to fantasize about just pulling my shirt up and licking my tits? Oh my god. Oh my god, your tongue is amazing. Oh. Oh. Oh yeah, I love that. Oh, I love watching you play with your cock as you lick me out. That's so fucking hot. I come really fast, you know. You gonna make me calm? Oh. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You know, I've fantasized about this so many times. And I thought it would be kind of like a longer, but, you know, like a longer tease, but shit, I don't want to be teased at all. Oh. Oh my god, oh yeah, I like that. Oh yeah, it's gonna go back to me. Oh. Oh. Oh shit, that's nice. My aunt, she just buzzed me. Oh my god, I have to go. Oh, come on. Okay. Oh, thank you. I'm gonna call that my graduation present. Listen, you should come visit with me at my parents' house. At our lake house. My parents will be gone next week. Bye, Mr. Watley.